Goldstein, Gary and Rath, Book 3, written by Volker Kutcher and read by Mark Meadows.
Part 1. Crime. Saturday the 27th of June to Saturday the 4th of July, 1931. Chapter 1. The place smelled of wood and glue and fresh paint. She was alone with the darkness and the silence, with only her breathing and the faint tick of the watch in her jacket pocket for company. The man seemed to have disappeared again, yet she decided to wait a little longer, stretching to get the blood flowing through her arms and legs. At least there were no coat hangers on the rail. She could see a chink of light through the crack in the door. She took the watch from her jacket pocket. It was just gone 9. The night watchman would soon be completing his rounds on the 6th floor. Confirmation came with the grinding of the lift, echoing so loudly through the darkness that she gave a start. It was time. He was on his way back down, and in the next few hours would only be concerned with the roller grills in front of the doors and display windows, with making sure that everything was locked and no one could break in. Alex carefully opened the wardrobe and peered out. "Better safe than sorry," Benny always said. The neon signs on Tauentzienstrasse shone so much colour through the windows, there was no need for a torch. She could see everything. The luxurious show bedroom, with a bed wide enough for a whole family, and a carpet so soft her feet sank into it. When she thought back to the scratchy coconut matting in front of the bed she had shared with her little brother Carl when she was still living with her parents in digs that were as murky as they were cramped. What had become of Carl? She didn't even know if the cops had gone looking for him after Beckman's death. She didn't miss her family, but she'd have liked to see him again. Alex spun around at a movement on the edge of her vision. The big mirror on the dressing table reflected an 18-year-old girl staring defiantly back, legs in baggy trousers and hair held in place by a coarsely woven linen cap. She gave herself a wry grin. Pausing at the end of the elegantly decorated plywood panel that served as a makeshift bedroom wall, she peered around the corner. It was hardly necessary. The night watchman wouldn't make another round of the shop floor before morning, towards the end of his shift. She knew that from Cali. There wasn't a soul around, and it was a nice feeling, knowing that all this belonged to her for the next few hours, her and Benny. Alex found her way without difficulty. The restless, dappled light from outside, flickering constantly between one colour and the next, was more than enough. She had committed the most important things to memory a few hours before when the place was full of people. Behind her were the doors leading to the southern stairwell, and to the left, past the wall of curtain fabrics, was the access to the escalators. Everything was calm. Traffic noise was muffled, almost unreal, a dull murmur from a different world that had nothing to do with its magical counterpart inside. She entered the deserted curtain section that seemed like a fairy tale castle, long drapes hanging from ceiling to floor in silk, satin, and net. As a little girl, she had often stood here in astonishment, clasping her mother's hand. Young Alexandra soon understood that her mother never came to buy, only to dream. "Take it all in," she had said. "We proles may not be able to afford anything here, but they can't stop us from looking."